and put a lot of pressure on their offense and got us some really good field position early. Didn't capitalize all the time, but did put a couple good drives together. Stuttered down there and stumbled a little bit in the red zone. And then they got back and got themselves a field goal. But that one field goal before halftime brought a lot of momentum. Really good job by the offense putting that together. And then the second half just started methodically taking over the football game. Proud of the offense and defensive lines. Felt they controlled the line of scrimmage for the majority of the game. They make it difficult with their angles, with their leverage, with their numbers in the run game. And they sure bring a lot of pressure. And our guys did a decent job. And defensive line put a ton of pressure on their guys. So that being said, questions? We had showed them last year was just different executing them, so they didn't look as clean. You know, we're a little bit bigger up front. You know, some of the wrinkles, I mean, it's a little bit of everybody. You know, Shannon Dawson has done a lot of offense in his life, you know, and certainly we have some things that we've done before as well. So it's a really good blend. But all in all, it looks a little bit different, but there's some similarities there.
All right. Obviously, there's going to be mistakes to correct from every game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured they were going to be tough to run the ball against. Again, because, you know, you watch them play Kentucky. They held Kentucky to 50 yards rushing. They made it difficult to score. And they've got a big offensive line over there. So we felt that, you know, it'd be a physical battle, and you had to just keep wearing on them. The defense was going to have to make some stops. The penalty to prevent us from scoring down the red zone was a monster penalty. Certainly gave them some life and put 3 points on the board for them and gave them hope. But after that, it felt like we started taking control of the game, finally. We had some opportunities early, and we didn't. So it was good to see our team respond and start, you know, making enough plays, moving the sticks enough, making enough stops to start taking control of the game. Well, it's kind of what Tim Harris was talking about all week. They've all been competing, and they've been competing hard, and it was hard to tell who was separating, and then you probably saw some of that tonight. Whoa, you know, Henry really looks good there. Look at Don's run at the end, and AJ comes out and breaks that run out to the side, and wait a second, Mark Fletcher's, you know, rumbling over some people for a touchdown. So it's the way it should be. When Miami's been really good, you remember those running back rooms, right, what they were like. With Egrin James and Najee Davenport and James Jackson, and then right the next wave came McGahee and Portis and Frank Gore. We know what those look like. So I'm not saying we're there yet, but I'm saying that type of competition, we've benefited a lot from it, and we intend to keep that competition going. Yeah, I thought he performed really well. You know, he'd love to have the interception back. He's really hard on himself. He was really efficient. He put us in the right plays, made the right decisions in the run game as well. He cares a lot when you run this offense. There's a lot of autonomy that goes with it. And I thought he did a great, great job. No, I think it's unacceptable. I don't think you ever go back to that stuff. That's what does it do? Right? We don't want to revert to that. If we, you know, no, there's no place for that. I'm not mad at you. you just got me mad at the, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to coach his butt all the way home. I promise you that.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold on.
Aggressive. I saw a team that played fast. I saw a team that played to their training, I would say, since January. You know, a commitment to increasing our level of physicality and speed, being able to close on the ball and ball carriers, being able to work edges in the pass rush game, being able to play with a little bit more power. And then Coach Kidry, again, you know, how highly we think of him. Being able to put it together. But if you watch film with him, he's not going to be completely happy. He's going to find a lot of stuff to fix, but he is going to be happy with the effort. He is going to be, I would say, enthused and encouraged by the progress of this defense and some of the things that we can get better at. So All in all, a solid performance, but certainly we there's a lot of room for improvement, and we recognize that as we walk off the field. They don't look like normal freshmen. That's what we thought. You know, I was just messing with Francis. It's like last year, Francis, we were doing O-line, D-line warm-ups before the game, and you're on the side. And I'm thinking, man, how can I get this guy in pads so he could play? Well, just had to wait a year. And, just a massive difference up front. Javion, Matt Lee, Jalen Rivers just is playing at a really, really high level. And Inez Cooper keeps getting better. Cam McCormick can't understate the value, that he brings to this football team. And then on the defensive line, even though I was mad at Leonard Taylor, he's playing at a high level. And he's going to have a great season. And so is Mesidor, and so is Branson Dean. So those guys aren't freshmen. I get it. But I thought Damari played really well. That's a tough catch to prevent. Mark Fletcher didn't flinch, right? Got a chance, got in there, made some stuff happen. Ray only got one touch, but Ray's going to be a bigger part of this offense because he deserves to be. And he's a really good player. He's made a lot of plays. Who else? Well, Francis, it's hard to think of him as a freshman, but he is. Riley Williams got in there, made some plays. I saw Jaden Wayne get in there. I saw Popo get in there. Robbie, Emery looked really good. So I think we played 60 guys, 60 plus guys. So we intend to keep playing guys. Mm-hmm. For today. He deserved it. Congratulations. Happy that a lot of work went into this and it showed up on the field. That being said, that, you have to congratulate people when they're winning is hard. All right, you look across the country, man, it's you can't take it for granted. And I'm really, really happy for them and the victory. And I'm also happy that they all acknowledge that we can be a lot better. That's a sign of a good football team. I don't want to understate Kiko, Francisco. I know the way he played tonight, what he brought to the table. I mean, that guy, wow, right? Game changer. But even he, on the way off the field saying we could be a lot better. We could fix a lot of stuff. We got to prevent. He pointed out about four or five different things. So all in all, just, again, solid performance. A lot to work on and grow upon. Well, he wasn't quite ready. You really want to protect the guy to the best of your ability. And he's right there. He's right on the cusp. And we want him in, and he wants to be in. We're really close. It's just not there yet. Hopefully next week. Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Well, you heard Mario Cristobal after last night's 38-3 win against Miami, Ohio. Want to give you my thoughts. Offensively, we were outstanding. Running game was outstanding. The one pick by TBD there, I think he floated that ball a little bit. Got a little too cute on that. Defensively, we were just absolutely outstanding. 215 yards total allowed last night. Sacked the quarterback 3 times. We pressured Gabbert all night. I mean, you could not have a more dominant performance defensively than what we had last night. Running game was outstanding by us. I mean, Parrish, Mark, you got AJ, Don Chink, DCJ. Just absolutely outstanding. Receiving corps did very well, did a good job there. My only regret is I wish I could have stretched the field a little more, but given who we were playing next week, I'm glad we didn't show too much last night. But when you look at the running game, look at everything else, everything was outstanding. Now I'm going to give my report card. First, I'm going to give it my defense. I'm going to give an A. I don't give it plus because Leonard Taylor's 15-yard penalty. Aside from that, total domination on the defense. 215 yards total offense allowed, 51 of those on the ground. Sacked the quarterbacks 3 times. You can have, and we held Miami for 2 for 12 on third downs. We did a good job there. Offense, I'm going to give a B. I could go higher, but we didn't go to as we would have liked. We wanted to finish with touchdowns. We settled for field goals. I want to finish drives with TDs, not field goals. It's going to be bigger as the games get bigger. Special teams, I'm going to give a B. I want to be a little better with the returns we got to do a better job of punt returns. I felt we didn't do enough on that. We could do a little better game one, but overall report card, I'm going to give an overall report card of about a B. We could be better in some areas. Now let me give the game balls. My first game ball I'm going to give to the running back room. I mean, 250 yards rushing last night from that group. 249 combined. 251 combined from Parrish, Fletcher, AJ, Dante Jr. Great job in that room. That's my first. They'll get each a game ball. My second game ball is going to go to Tyler Van Dyke. 17 of 22, 201 yards. Did have a pick there. I think he got cute on that and a TD. And my third and final game ball will go to the entire defense. 51 yards rushing allowed. Sacked the quarterback 3 times. Allowed just 215 yards total offense. Tremendous job. Total domination by the defense last night. So they'll get my game ball. So in closing, things to work on. Get better in a few areas. Cut the mistakes, the penalties. We got to cut that down. Had 8 of those last night. Now we turn the page. It's on to Texas A&M. This is going to be the test. We have said when the season started, this is going to define see how the season goes. That's going to be the test next week. So I will have my next pod on Thursday from here in the Tampa studios, and then the post game pod next Sunday from West Palm Beach, where I will be headquartered next weekend. So I will talk to you next on Thursday with Texas A&M pregame, and I will talk to you all then. Take care. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.